Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Buddy Bradford. Batting second. The right fielder, Russ Snyder. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Ward. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Tommy Davis. Batting fifth. The catcher, Dwayne Josephson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Dick Kenworthy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sandy Alomar. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tim Cullen. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Peters. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Gary Peters. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Joe Foy. Batting second. The center fielder, Reggie Smith. Batting third. The left fielder, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Ken Harrelson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Jerry Adair. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Rico Petrocelli. Batting eighth. The catcher, Elston Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Gary Bell. And now, play ball. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Adair settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters fires to first and has Smith trapped. There's the throw to Cullen, who tags Smith for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Bell, and towards Petrocelli, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters strikes out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 0 for 1 in the game. Bradford hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Foy. Bradford moves to second. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is hit by the pitch. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0 for 1 in the game. Ward takes first base on ball 4. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 1 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ward moves to second. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0 for 1 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Ward moves to third. Two outs. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0 for 1 in the game. Foy strikes out. One out. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Smith hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 1 in the game. Yastrzemski strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 0 for 1 in the game. Cullen hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 0 for 1 in the game. Peters hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cullen moves to third. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bradford hits a fly ball into right field. Harrelson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cullen tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, White Sox. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Peters moves to second. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-1 in the game. Harrelson hits a fly ball into center field. Bradford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-1 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Alomar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-1 in the game. Adair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Peters fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 0-for-2 in the game. Josephson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Josephson moves to second. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kenworthy takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Causey pinch hits for Sandy Alomar. Wayne Causey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Causey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Josephson moves to third. Kenworthy moves to second. Luis Aparicio pinch runs for Wayne Causey. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Foy fields it, throws to home for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio now playing shortstop. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Petrocelli hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-1 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell bunts towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. Howard moves to second. Two outs. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-2 in the game. Foy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Peters for the out. One out. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bradford hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Adair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Smith takes first base on ball 4. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Cullen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-2 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field. Davis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-2 in the game. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Aparicio fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Pete Ward is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ward is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Ward hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Ward reaches second base with a double. Tommy Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Ward moves to third. One out. Dwayne Josephson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Josephson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Josephson hits a fly ball into center field. Smith settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Ward tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Dick Kenworthy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kenworthy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Kenworthy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ken Berry now playing center field. Russ Snyder now playing left field. Buddy Bradford now playing right field. Jerry Adair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adair is 0-for-2 in the game. Adair hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Ward settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rico Petrocelli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Petrocelli is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Petrocelli strikes out. Two outs. Elston Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Luis Aparicio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Aparicio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Petrocelli scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tim Cullen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cullen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Cullen hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Smith. Cullen reaches second base with a double. Gary Peters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Peters is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Peters hits a fly ball into left field. Yastrzemski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buddy Bradford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bradford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Bradford hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 4-0, White Sox. Russ Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops it up and throws to first, with Bell covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Mike Andrews pinch hits for Gary Bell. Mike Andrews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Andrews strikes out. One out. Joe Foy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foy is 0-for-3 in the game. Foy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Reggie Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Smith hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Berry. Smith reaches second base with a double. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-3 in the game. Yastrzemski takes first base on ball 4. Ken Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0-for-3 in the game. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kenworthy fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Boston Red Sox, 0. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.